Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, everybody. This is Rob Thrasher. We're going to do 15 minutes on the new, I would say improved, but it's really just new. It's not new. It's not improved. It's new, but it is new, but it's not improved. I think we got that right. So anyway, we've got our first interview. We are working on what we call America's Best Brews, and we have the domain name americasbestbrews.com, but we're now integrating that site and the domain name with the actual data and the YouTube videos and Facebook, et cetera. So if you do go to americasbestbrews.com, it's not going to show you exactly. So right now, just go to tinyurl.com. And for those of you not familiar with tinyurl.com, it's tinyurl.com/americasbestbrews. That's tinyurl.com/americasbestbrews. We've already started the videos. We've already got a great interview with the folks here in Rochester, New York at America's Best Brews. You know, me and my partner started this a little while ago, and we've been working on it, and we're very passionate about it. It's very fun, and it's very great for local diners and local economies, and it's just a wonderful thing, and I'm so proud and happy to be part of this. And the first one that we have is the brewery is called Genesee Brewery. It's in Rochester, New York, on Cataract Street, which is, yes, that's what it spells like. It's just what it sounds like. And it's right on, right off the river, the Genesee River, which would probably coincidentally be the same name of the brewery. But at the same time, you know, one thing I got to tell you guys is as we do these interviews, I do a lot of interviews with Spotlight on Success and Spotlight on Business People. And one thing about the breweries, and I don't know that I ever really kind of made this connection, but the thing that's really cool about the breweries is they are really intrinsically and very woven into the fabric of our history, not just as a country, but as the local communities. And I look at breweries, you know, up and down the thruway or back and forth, if you will, on the thruway, and I see Utica Club, and you know, they're brewing the Adirondack brand now, And they're all very, very intrinsically woven into the history of our local communities. Genesee Brewery being no different. And I met with the two gentlemen that are the, I guess, co-manager and they call him a historian. But I met with the two folks here at the Genesee Brewery. And honestly, I was just completely in awe about the history of the brewery and how it was so very, like I said, woven intrinsically into the fabric of this local community. And also, by the way, one thing you might not realize is that the brewery, the bigger breweries like Genesee Brewery is helping kind of the high tide rises all the ships, I think is the phrase, but it doesn't matter. But the important thing to understand is that one brewery being healthy and active and viable in a community spawns the onset of other breweries as well. And these brew pubs are very popular now. The Brew House, Genesee Brew House, I think is the actual full name of the sort of restaurant. It's not a restaurant, it's an experience. An amazing experience. And the two gentlemen that I interviewed from Genesee Brew House are just vibrant and just they really, it's not just a job, you know. If you find what you love to do and you do that, it's never really a job, even if you're getting paid. Don't be late. No, I'm just kidding. For real, though, the Genesee Brewery and the Genesee Brew Pub or Brew House, I think is their official name, on Cataract Street, and it's also, by the way, just an absolute experience. You get to see, like, and you'll see, like, names of people who've been through that brewery and the brew house. And when I asked Malcolm, the general manager, I asked him, I said, you know what, tell me what, like, inspires you. Like, do you feel, like, proud to be here? Do you feel proud to be working here? Like, you're kind of by working here, you're kind of becoming a part of Americana. Americana in the sense that you have on the wall, they have the brewmasters. And by the way, it's really cool. If you look at the videos we did, some of them will show you that these people who are brewmasters, like, really, they went to, almost all of them went to the same college. I wish I could remember the name, but if you look at the video, you'll see that a lot of these, mostly guys, all guys, I think. So these guys pretty much all go through the same, what you might want to call a brewmaster school, I guess. I didn't even really know that was such a thing, but there's kind of like a brewmaster school. I wish I could see. I wish I put the name in the write-up I did on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, so I want everyone to know that this is a real thing. This is a big thing. This is supporting your local diners and your local business. And let's face it, we had a lot of trouble during the COVID days. And quite frankly, I would like to officially declare those days over with. Like the flu, it's never over, but the quote-unquote pandemic, the tragedy, and trust me, I worked on the phones for many years, and I've never heard an influx of older ladies, say grandmas, who lost their husbands because of COVID, and it was really... It was difficult, but rewarding to be on the phones during COVID, and we're all isolated. I was isolated, and everybody was isolated, and it was not a horrible time to be on the phones because you got a great read on the people. It was a great read on the sort of state of the union. You know, the president says the state of the union, but the president doesn't know the state of the union until he's been on the phones for 8 hours a day for 3 years during something like COVID. I can tell you that the state of the union was strong. This country was strong. It was sometimes very difficult to take calls during all this. I would like to declare this country back in action full time, full speed ahead, and damn the torpedoes. We're moving forward as we do. That's how we do. That's how we roll. And right now, I would just, this is an official announcement about our America's Best Brews. And as I said, we have that.com, but right now I don't have the techies are not currently linking the videos to the website address. So we're just going to use tinyurl.com/America's Best Brews. Of course, you can always look me up, Spotlight on Success by Rob Thrasher. And I also have the spotlight for this particular one, the spotlight on the Genesee Brew House in Rochester, New York. This place is so cool. Like, I'm not kidding you. And when I tell you that I went in there and I did my tour around the place and I was like, this place, I could eat off these floors. This place was clean as a whistle. Where did that phrase come from? Clean as a whistle. Because you're always blowing air through it, maybe? I don't know. Let's all Google that later. Clean as a whistle. Clean as a thistle. Is that a thing? No, I just made that up. You could eat off the floors, which, of course, I don't recommend doing ever. Never eat off the floors, even if I use that phrase, eat off the floors. Don't do that, okay? I think most of you do that and we're aware of that. To all the news channels, to all the brew houses and brew pubs and brew places and breweries in the United States, contact me right away. We're going to be going through the whole country. And also, we're going to be able to do Zoom interviews. So if you're very busy, as most of the people who manage these businesses, sometimes small business, sometimes you know, founder managed businesses. There's not enough time in the world to do a lot of this, but it's fun to do. We'll get you on a Zoom meeting or a Facebook, you know, Facebook Live, or I don't know, whatever we decide to do at that time. That we don't have any sponsors right now for this, so it, any one of those I just mentioned could possibly be a sponsor, but we can talk about that way, way later. Remember one thing, too. This is free PR. It's completely free. I'm a Google Guide level. What am I now? I don't remember. You remember what level I am? 7, 8? Whatever. I'm going on 8. But the point is I get a lot of views to this. I get a lot. I get thousands and thousands of views on everything I post. And if, for everybody who's interested, contact me. Also, we're going to have a running for a free VIP program, which would normally be, I don't know, for an average brew house or brew pub, you might be, you know, most of what it is free. So you get a free VIP program. It ties directly into Facebook and social media. It's a pretty cool thing. Looking at usually, like, I got a place down in Oklahoma. My partner, Gary's got a place down there. And they're doing probably almost 20% additional revenue just from the VIP program. We offer it for free. You can get it for free. People can pay to get the higher level VIP. Maybe they get 2, 3, 4, 5 drinks in a month or whatever, extra entrees and stuff like that. But the cool part is that there's no cost for this. And, like, the partners that I have that do the VIP program, they don't charge anything to the business owner, thing zero. It's all pay. How do you say that? Used to be pay-per-click. Now it's pay-for-results, I guess is the word. But that means the business owner doesn't pay anything at all. Business owner gets everything free. And if people decide they want to pay $29, you know, dollars a month to be the high level VIP, platinum VIP, whatever like that, which means they get a couple extra specials a month. It's pretty cheap for the business owner because they're just offering stuff, right? There's no money down for this, but I have restaurants and local diners and just little people that are like making 10 to 20% additional revenue just because they've got people that want to be the platinum VIP. They want to be the high-level VIP, talking $29. And the guys I know that do this, they white label it with your company's name is on there and also basically split the revenue. It's pretty cool, but that's not what I do. What I do, everything is free. And I need more brew, anything with the word brew in it. Get yourself to me if you have the word brew in your title, all right? And that's no joke. This is great. This is great PR. We drive thousands of views to our average people who we interview and talk to. We can do it online. Like I said, there's several systems we use to do it. Whatever one you prefer. You can do it with a Zoom or with a Facebook Live or however you want to do it. We'll get it done. We'll make it happen. We're down to 60 seconds now, and it's been a pleasure. This is the official news release for America's Best Brews. Get your brewery, your brew pub, your brew house, whatever you call it, get it in here, and we're either going to come to you there. If we're in Rochester, New York right now. So by all means, if you're here, get us in there right away, right? It's free PR. It's really fun. It's supporting local economies and local businesses and local breweries and local eateries. Whew. No wonder I lose my voice every week and a half. Anyway, 22 seconds. Guys, this is Rob Thrasher, Spotlight. Spotlight on success, Spotlight on breweries, even Spotlight on mental health. Please look us up. Take care. 5, 4, and we're out.